This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Latinos en Michigan TV, la nueva opción informativa para la comunidad latina de Michigan.
That is the theme music introducing videos from Latinos in Michigan TV. It's a website and a YouTube channel that produces stories about events and issues around Michigan that might be of interest to Latinos and Hispanic people in the state. Our guest is the founder of Latinos in Michigan TV, Liliana Ospina. Welcome.
Thank you.
I understand this online video information service began as a hobby for you.
Yes.
Tell me why you chose video as a format.
In Colombia, I used to be a reporter, and I used to have the cameraman and videos. And I really enjoy doing videos because it's easy to tell the story through videos. And most people now use social media. Most immigrants use their Facebook. And so for me, it was easier to show the stories using videos. And, you know, I started researching.
But this started out basically as something you did in your spare time. And these days you're traveling over a good part of the state. You're doing interviews. You're shooting video. I understand you take the family along on trips sometimes.
Yes.
How well does that all work?
Well, they know that when I'm doing my interviews, they had to be quiet. And they are used to it. They just sit in a corner, either with a tablet or with a book. And they know that it won't take a long time. And I'll do it, and they are happy with me. And I also do it because I want them to show my kids that there are different realities. They live in this reality, which is I'm their mom. They have their house in Howell. But there are other families in other parts of the state that don't live as we do. And I don't want them to take what they have for granted.
I just want to note, one of your kids is in here. Well, your daughter is in here. She's being very quiet in this separate studio, and I think you should be proud because that doesn't happen very often. I want to ask you about the kind of stories you're covering because I saw a lot of different things on the channels. What's your priority? What things are you wanting to get to your audience?
When I moved to Michigan, I used to, like I said, I used to be a reporter in Colombia. So I was like, oh, I can be a reporter in Michigan. But there are not Hispanic media outlets or TV media outlets in Michigan. And during the time I've been living here, I had seen a lot of stories of people that had been abused or have been having issues with immigration. And I think that's what really matters to Hispanic community, immigration, sources to get community, you know, help. So that's what I focus. Like I contact nonprofit organizations that help illegal immigrants to get support on immigration, to get information about resources for them or their families. I also had contact Haven, which is a shelter for domestic abuse women. In a few years ago, I used to be an advocate for domestic abuse women. And
so all important stories. But you also do some things, like I saw one of them was about student photography exhibit in Southwest Detroit at Clark Park. That was kind of interesting. The kids were at with a bunch of cameras at the Ren Fair, the Renaissance Fair in Michigan. So you do a few lighter things occasionally, too.
Yes, because this story I really like because the coordinator of this program, she's the daughter of immigrants, and she, when she was little or younger, she started taking photography, and she got some scholarships and became an artist and a photographer. And now she's giving back to the community, helping children in a after school program. She got a grant and got professional photography, and she's teaching them, you know, to take good photographs. And now they start an exhibition in Clark Park in Detroit. I was just there. And that exhibition is going to show the work of her students, and also it's going to help them to get funding if they sell their pictures. So it's like a positive story, not just immigration.
I read that there are nearly 500,000 Spanish-speaking people in Michigan. What kind of viewership are your videos getting?
In YouTube, the irony is that I had the biggest YouTube channel among Hispanic media, like compared to other Hispanic channels. I have more people, but I don't have thousands. I only have like 400.
That's pretty significant. That's more than my videos get.
But on Facebook, when I upload the videos, it could be from 1,400 views to 6,000. So it's not like huge, like some people get videos and it's 40,000. No, mm-hmm. but it's significant.
So how unique is your service, Latinos and Michigan TV, in Michigan? Are there other media services serving the Hispanic population?
There are a lot of Hispanic media outlets don't do original content. They focus here in things that come from Mexico, and everything is general. And with me, I focus on create stories that identify the reality of Hispanics. And that's what I go everywhere to show them that there are a lot of people doing good things for them. Right now, you know, last year with the political environment, everybody was so afraid of immigration, of the ICE. And that's what I did a lot of videos telling them, okay, these are your rights, this is what you should know. And then with that information, it helps them sometimes to empower them first and also allows them not to be victims of scams. A lot of people, oh, I'm going to take advantage of this person because he doesn't know the language, he's illegal. But when they have that information, they know they are not alone, that they can get information and get a help from other organizations. And I think that's my mission, that if you are an immigrant, either illegal or not, sometimes when you come to a state like Michigan, everything is so hard because there are a lot of Hispanics. So in my case, I came here 12 years ago, and it was so depressing because I left everything, and the Hispanic community is smaller and it's very scattered. But it's like that, like, okay, you are here, and there are more people like you, and there are places that can help you and provide you help and information to get ahead, because a lot of immigrants come here to get a better life. But Latinos in Michigan TV has opened doors for me, and I think for me it's like my hobby, but also I'm giving back to the community because I'm giving them information that otherwise they would not have. So
that's not a hobby, that's a mission,
I guess.
So where do you want to take Latinos and Michigan TV? What do you want it to become?
I would love the channel to be bigger and, you know, to reach more people. I wanted to get funding to go to the Upper Peninsula, but I couldn't get a grant. So I want to reach more because I usually drive a lot. Today I went to Flint to interview some people. Then I come here. Sometimes I go to Detroit. So I would love to have more coverage. And like I said, this is my hobby. I'm not making any money on it. But it's opening doors for me to do other things, and I'm grateful for that.
Liliana Ospina is the founder of Latinos and Michigan TV, an online video information service for Michigan's Hispanic communities. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.